This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. It was a deadly day in Thailand. A soldier took over a popular shopping mall. Officials say at least 20 are dead and 31 others injured. Police say they've secured the mall but have not given any information on the gunman's whereabouts. AP's Charles de Ledesma has more.
Video taken inside a car catches gunshots fired as one passenger reacts in terror. Police say the soldier had initially shot dead another soldier and a woman, apparently over a land dispute. Then the man took a gun from his military base and drove to the mall where shooting continued. Video taken outside the mall and shared on social media shows people taking cover in a parking lot as gunshots are fired. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Eight people are reported killed and dozens injured in an outburst of violence in Kazakhstan Saturday. The country's interior minister told a news conference that about 300 people fought on the streets of Masanchi. Area residents said on social media that it was an ethnic dispute. The coronavirus claimed 86 lives during a one-day period ending Saturday morning, the biggest single-day increase to date, as the virus continues to take its toll in China and other parts of the world. Reuters' Lauren Anthony has more.
The death toll from the new coronavirus rose to 700 in mainland China on Saturday, according to authorities. The number of fatalities are poised to surpass the 774 deaths recorded globally during the SARS outbreak in the early 2000s. A 60-year-old American man also died from the infection in the Chinese city of Wuhan, the epicenter of the outbreak, marking the first confirmed non-Chinese death of the illness, U.S. officials said. While the vast majority of cases have been in China, the virus has spread to some two dozen countries abroad.
That is Reuters' Lauren Anthony reporting. For more on the coronavirus, please go to voanews.com. This is VOA News. While the spread of the Chinese coronavirus has been rapid, Africa has yet to be hit, but there are preparations underway there to deal with it if it comes. Here is Lisa Schlein in Geneva.
This is of little comfort to WHO Regional Director for Africa, Machidiso Moeti. She tells VOA, watching the virus reach other continents around the world is of great concern.
We know that there is quite significant travel of people from China to Africa and back.
Moeti says her team has begun working with member states to help them get ready for the possible onset of the coronavirus. She says WHO is providing overall guidance to ministers of health on how to manage possible cases and prevent further spread of the disease.
That is Lisa Schlein reporting for VOA in Geneva. A high-level investigation into Australia's massive bushfires, said to be in the final planning stages, with Prime Minister Scott Morrison finalising the terms.
These fires have been fuelled by one of the worst droughts on record, changing in our climate and a build-up in fuel amongst other factors. Our summers are getting longer, drier and hotter. That's what climate change does, and that requires a new responsiveness, resilience, and a reinvigorated focus on adaptation.
Morrison is getting some praise from environmentalists for including climate change in the investigation. Democratic presidential hopeful Pete Buttigieg says he would move the United States away from the politics of the past and that the next chief executive will be facing new modern-day challenges. His pledge came in the ABC debate among seven presidential hopefuls.
Global health security, like what we're seeing coming out of China, to cybersecurity and election security challenges that were barely thought of a few years ago. And here at home, we're seeing things like gig work transform what it means to be a worker in America in ways that were barely conceived of not that long ago. We cannot solve the problems before us by looking back. We have to be ready to turn the page.
Among his political targets, former Vice President Joe Biden, who did poorly in the Iowa caucuses this week, and who trails both Buttigieg and Senators Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren in New Hampshire polls.
It's the long race. I took a hit in Iowa, and I'll probably take a hit here. Traditionally, Bernie won by 20 points last time, and usually it's the neighboring senators that do well. But I'm no matter what, I'm still in this for the same reason. We have to restore the soul of this country, bring back the middle class, and make sure we bring people together.
The New Hampshire primary is Tuesday. From Washington, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.